Support for KPLU Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center, presenting the exhibit Chuck Close Prints, Process and Collaboration, through September 5th at the Shack Art Center in Everett. More information at shack.org.
Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints are here. They've developed a very cool mix of American music, old school swing jazz, classic country, and early rock and roll on their debut album, Dream Man, now in rotation here on 88.5 FM. Most often performing as a trio, the lineup is flexible, and today's group is a quartet, with Birch singing and playing bass, Jason Gessel on guitar, Adrian Van Battenberg is drumming, and that's our friend Jacob Zimmerman on clarinet and saxophone. We are thrilled to present live on KPLU, Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints.
Thank you.
Tonight. At the Riverboat Shuffle, good people, we got rhythm tonight. At the Riverboat Shuffle, they say that Sly Pop Tooter's grin is the best in Louisiana, so bring your freighter and alligator that band, Mr. Jacob on the clarinet. Good people, we got Mileybug Joy and a special orchestration. Even Mom and Dinah will be there to strut with the boys and a room full of noise. She'll teach you to shovel it right. So bring your baby, oh, I'll be singing at the Riverboat Shuffle tonight. Tonight. At the Riverboat Shuffle, good people, we got rhythm tonight. At the Riverboat Shuffle, they say that Sly Pop Tooter's grin is the best in Louisiana, so bring your freighted and alligator that band, Mr. Battenberg on the drum. Good people, you're invited tonight. At the Riverboat Shuffle, even Mama Dinah there just strut with the boys in a room full of noise. She'll teach you to shovel it right. So bring your baby, oh, I'll be singing at the Riverboat Shuffle, the Riverboat Shuffle tonight.
Thank you.
Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints live on KPLU. The new record is called Dream Man. Let's get to know the band a little bit, starting with their bass player, singer, and leader, Birch. A little bit of history of your musical life. It wasn't always this type of music.
I've actually come into this kind of music, I would say, in the last couple years. Although, you know, growing up, I was just, my parents were folk musicians. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we listened to jazz. We listened to a lot of, my dad has a lot of old blues records, like Mississippi Delta, mm-hmm. Big Bill Brunzi, and stuff like that. So I would always listen to all kinds of music, and I played in the orchestra. And then in college, I studied jazz at the University of Washington, which is how I met a lot of musicians in the scene here and got me going in the Seattle, you know, community. And then, you know, I got into electronic music and playing with hip-hop artists and just have bounced around the globe, kind of. I've studied some West African music. And mm-hmm. But in the last couple of years, I just got interested again in, like, American music from the 30s through the 50s, like that kind of era where, like, Jason and I, our guitarists, like, we just love, like, old Patsy Cline records, and there's so much jazz music in that stuff that it just sort of gave me this idea for this project, is to be able to bounce around, because to me it's not that different, really. Everything swung back then really hard, you know, the early rock and roll stuff swings really hard, you know, and it's just, yeah, it seemed kind of natural to me.
Was that a recent discovery? You said you just started to into this music. And
I was just so off in modern music for a while that right. I just hadn't listened. You know, I think a lot of people take a break from you know, whatever music they kind of grew up around or maybe studied in college. I know that, like, Jason played a lot of jazz when he was young and then got into, like, country music and indie rock and all this different stuff. And Adrian went to North Texas and studied jazz, but he's been playing in the country scene. He's got a drum and bass band called Gems. You know, it's like we all bounce around a lot, but it's something you always come back to, you know. And I've been really excited to have this project, you know, because it's just more than music. It's fun to pick material. You know, I've always been a sideman as a bass player, so you just play whatever else people call, you know. So it's like fun to have a band where I can be like, we're going to play this song and we're going to play it super fast, you know.
With such a cool collection of stuff from that era, you're also writing original tunes in this style?
I am, yeah. This album doesn't have any of my original material. I'm sort of like been slowly introducing it. And it's fun. I'm not even telling people it's original. And so far, no one's like, you know, called me on it or, hey, that's not, you know. Like,
just that's not from Buddy Holly's
song.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like, so I just slip it in one song at a time. And I'm.
What are the things you have to consider when you're writing a song to fit this style?
Lyrics are important. I honestly just didn't try to write in this style for about a year or two at all. I was just learning music, and I learned like 50 songs. And then in this last couple of months, it's just been more natural because I knew I kind of needed to like step back. I feel like with composing, I've composed a lot of music, and I like to like sort of dive into covering music and then compose music, and then I take a break from composing and I study again. It's sort of like just this, you know, give and take that helps me write more authentically.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Could you tell me about putting this band together? Because I know there's you can do several different lineups and iterations and work people in and out of the band.
Yeah. So it's we often play, I think most often as a trio, and often that's just like a consideration of like the venue we're playing. Like we're playing at the Pink Door, right? And it's
right.
a tiny stage. You can't really get much more than three people in there, especially with a drummer. Sometimes I do a duo gig, just me and a guitarist. Sometimes I do a gig with piano, which is a very different sound and kind of go for more of a Ray Charles kind of thing with rock and roll side. And then it's really fun when we can add Jacob on the clarinet and saxophone, because I would like to do more gigs. We've done some swing dances and, you know, added few more people. Jason's wife, Kate Voss, is a great vocalist, and she plays piano. So I've had her on some gigs where she's playing piano and then we're singing harmony.
Right.
That would be my ideal group if I could play with that group all the time, you know, five of us, but, you know.
The new record from the band Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints called Dream Man. Could you tell us? I mean, you learned 50 songs. How did you go about picking which songs were going to make the record?
You know what I was doing is it's honestly been really helpful just in this day and age to have the internet and be able to like get on Spotify or something and just pick an artist's discography and just go with it. Mm-hmm. So like I was listening to like a Fats Waller discography. And so like Dream Man is a song that he did. I had never heard it before. I don't know many people that have covered it. And it was just kind of, I just knew certain songs, I hear them, they're fresh because I've never heard them before. And there's something about the melody and the chord progression and the harmony, lyrics, everything that just like works for me. And I knew that I can work with that. And it doesn't sound like the last song I did, or, you know, it's not the same harmony as this other song. And I try to get a lot of variety in there. Yeah.
Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints live on KPLU. What do we have for song number two?
We're actually going to do Dream Man.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. Great timing.
Title track. Was I dreaming? I must have been dreaming. Dreaming at heaven's door. I saw my old love eyes a-beaming.
If I'm dreaming, dreaming, make me dream some more. Sweet lips that kiss me told me they miss me, miss me more than before. I saw my old love eyes still gleaming. If I'm dreaming, dreaming, make me dream some more. I dream, must have been dreaming, yes, dreaming, at heaven's door. I saw my old love light still gleaming. If I'm dreaming, dreaming, make me dream some more. Sweet lips that kiss me told me they miss me, yes, miss me more than before. I saw my old love eyes a-beaming. If I'm dreaming, dreaming, make me dream some more. Please go away and let me sleep, man, make me dream some more.
Birch, I'd like to talk about, you know, I actually first became aware of you. I heard your name via the band The Theoretics.
Yeah, right.
And that, if one of you could tell our audience about that project.
That's electronic music. We are all the guys in the band, were, we studied jazz together at the University of Washington. And we've just sort of explored where we can go with sort of doing what's going on. Like electronic music has become very experimental.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of the places where, you know, really like pop music has really gotten really different and interesting. Mm-hmm. And so we've had a lot of fun just sort of making music that people can dance to, but also sort of is vibey, if that's the right word.
Yeah.
Something that could go on a science fiction soundtrack. And yeah, and so I've been working in that band for years. And, you know, it's fun to explore both, like, you know, the electronic synth world and then get back to just the more acoustic world. I really enjoy sort of going back and forth. I've always liked that.
And certainly modern jazz is embracing that modern electronic soul feel to it. But
yeah,
it seems a million miles away from the Gin Joints. And I wonder,
yeah,
if you could tell, if is there any through line between the two?
I would say not really. I mean, I'm sure there's little like fills or something, and maybe Adrian does. He's thinking a little, you know, having played in a drum and bass band, he might just do a little something, you know, like,
yeah,
very subtle, though. I don't think there's anything directly. I really... I don't know. I kind of look at sometimes music like maybe actors look at parts, you know, and you just sort of get in a role and you just, that's your new character and that's your new thing. And that's how I kind of, I've always approached music. It's helped me jump around genres.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints are here. Birch is also a teacher around town, teaches acoustic and electric bass, piano, guitar, ukulele. And I wonder if you're also teaching different styles of music, if your students are looking for variety.
Yeah. Most students that come to you want to play something I've heard, mm-hmm, on the radio, which is how I started with,
yeah,
I think I wanted to play, you know, in the 90s, grunge music, and I just came with an electric bass and said, I want to play this, you know?
Yeah.
And then like my teacher said, okay, you need to learn the modes, and I said, bye. So what I've done with teaching is start with just music, and then I start to slip in theory, you know? And what? They could say, you know, that song sounds a lot like that other song. I said, yeah, you know why? And then we start doing theory. And but yeah, I'd say I kind of teach from a pop music, mm-hmm, perspective. I don't take on kids who are child prodigies. I more take on people who are just like want to learn music and have
right,
fun and jam in a band, because I think that's a really important skill, is actually being able to play with other people.
Yeah.
Like, I teach piano, and I feel like piano especially, there's people who are really good, but they struggle to play with other people because they, unfortunately with piano, it's, you don't get that opportunity to play as often as like a guitarist, you know, you just jam with a band, or a bass player, you're always playing with somebody else, drummer. But yeah, so I think that's the main emphasis I have as a teacher, is trying to get people just to play with other musicians and like have good time and make good musical choices and, you know, that kind of thing. Learn a style really well. When and when to not use the blues scale, you know, very important.
Birch is also a terrific composer in the commercial world. You've done music for video games and commercials and short films. I actually, I really want to push this one. Everybody should go check out this short film called A Jazz Man's Jazz Man, the Jerry Carruthers story. It's hysterical and
it's
very
really
cool.
Funny. Yeah.
And I wonder, that seems like very much studio work, where you're not working for an audience, so to speak. And I wonder what you how you feel about that work as opposed to something more live.
That was fun. That was I did that with pianist Tim Kennedy, and we just wrote material. He had a lot of songs that he had written, and we just kind of went into a studio and just honestly just jammed and played a bunch of stuff, and then later we just grabbed bits and put it here and there. Mm-hmm. So it was a pretty seamless. It wasn't us recording to a film. Like, that's a much harder thing. I've done some of that, and that's really difficult. I would say that does not come as naturally as just like getting together and just playing songs. So, yeah.
The new record, Dream Man, from Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints, live in our studios. Birch on bass and singing, Jason Gessel guitar, Jacob Zimmerman on clarinet and saxophone, and Adrian Van Battenberg is drumming. What would you like to play for us next?
Let's do That's All Right.
All right.
One, two, three. Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama, baby, any way you do. And that's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right now, Mama, any way you do. She done told me, Papa done told me too. Boy, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good to you. And that's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right. That's all right now, Mama. Anyway, yeah, do. Town for sure, then you won't be bothered with me hanging round your door, and that's all right. Yes, that's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right now, Mama. Anyway, yeah, do. I need your loving. Hey, that's all right. Thank you.
Pereira and the Gin Joints live on KPLU. The new record's out now. It's called Dream Man. And you know what? We've got time for one more song. Yeah. I would love to hear one more.
Okay. We're going to do this old country classic. A lot of people know it because Hank Williams did it. It's called Lost Highway.
Ah, this will be fun.
It was written by Leon Payne. He was a songwriter in Nashville in the 40s. He was blind. He was stuck on the side of the road one day trying to get picked up. No one would get him, so he wrote a song. It goes like this. 1, 2. Lost highway. Sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by all the people say he's just another guy on that lost highway. When I was just a lad and a 22, neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost on that lost highway. Sin, are you sorrow bound? Take my advice, or you curse the day you started rolling down on that lost highway. Lost highway.